May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1124. I fain would love the day of rest, would still esteem this day the best, but oft, alas, I've need to say, how barren is my soul today. Hymn 1124.
Thank you.
Our reading from the Holy Word of God is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk, and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to our souls, and help his servant to pray.
Thou great and most holy and eternal Lord God, we need thee now to descend into these walls and within our hearts, and we might be favoured like those that we have read of, that as they journeyed, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Oh, may it be our favoured lot this day and through the remainder of our lives to know more and more of thy sweet presence. Oh Lord, one of old said, in thy presence I am happy. In thy presence I am secure. In thy presence all afflictions we can easily endure. And O Lord, do we pray for a heart to truly seek thee and to serve thee, and a heart to praise thy holy name. Lord, as we are favoured with the sunshine in the earth, oh, we do pray that in our souls we may know the sweet shining of the Sun of Righteousness with healing in his wings. And oh Lord, may we be like dear John on the Isle of Patmos and be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And O Lord, may thy Spirit rule our spirit. Oh, may we have the mind and the Spirit of Christ. Oh, we would seek for grace to humble ourselves under thy mighty hand. We may be as nothing, and a precious Jesus, the all and in all. O Lord, do give us that faith to believe, even to the saving of our souls. Oh, how we need, Lord, that living faith to be given to us. For thou hast said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And O Lord, may we be found amongst those diligent seekers that give thee no rest until thou dost bless us. Oh, we seek thy rich blessing, Lord, upon our gathering together today. And may we know those blessings of heaven descend into our souls. For thou hast said, in blessing, I will bless thee. And oh, may we each, from the youngest to the eldest, know those real blessings of heaven. But Lord, we come before thee, unworthy as we are. Lord, we would come in and through that blessed way thou hast made, through the precious name and precious blood of the Lord Jesus. No, we would seek, Lord, for mercy May the prayer of the hymn writer be our continual prayer. Mercy through blood, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Lord, thou knowest each one that needs thy mercy this morning. Thou knowest those that feel the sin within. And feel, Lord, that great need of thee to wash and to cleanse us from all sin. And may thy precious blood be applied to our souls, that we might each know our pardon signed and our peace procured. Oh, do help us from our hearts to worship thee. Lord, may thy name be glorified and our souls be profited. Oh, do speak to our souls, Lord, that we might hear thy voice. For thou hast said, my sheep hear my voice. May we have that ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Lord, do seal thy precious word home to us, and it may be life and power. And our souls may be enriched with the riches of thy grace. And oh, that thou wouldst speak pardon to each sin-sick soul. There may be those filled with the love of Christ, that they might run in thy ways and keep thy commandments. And be able to say with the apostle, for the love of Christ constraineth me. Lord, we pray we might know more and more of thy love shed abroad in our hearts, and know more of that sweet constraining. Lord, who make us real and make us right, Lord. May we never be left to be deceived or just to have a name of religion. But may we be given that heavenly diligence to make our calling and our election sure. Oh, do quicken those that may be dead in trespasses and sin into life. Oh, may there yet be many born again in these dark days, and even throughout this village, Lord, and throughout this land, may there yet be those that shall hunger and thirst for the truth as it is in Jesus. Lord, may the empty seats throughout Zion be filled with hungry souls crying, give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, how we need thee to work, Lord, and to work wondrously, both in our souls, in our pathways, in our families, in our churches, Lord, and throughout this nation. And we would plead thy precious promise, for thou didst say, I will work, and who shall let it? And may thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. We pray for each one here, Lord, that thou wilt come where they are, and knowest the state, the condition of each one, Lord. And knowest the things they're walking through. And we pray for the dear children, the dear little ones, that thou remember them each for good, with that favour thou bearest to thy dear people. And may they in early days be brought to seek thy face. For thou didst say, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Lord, may we each have that childlike spirit, and be teachable, meek and mild. And bless the dear young people, preserve and keep them, we pray, and watch over them in all their pathways. Help them to cast their cares upon thee, to commit their way to thee. And do bless those in relationships and those, Lord, that seek for thee to provide husbands and wives. Lord, thou canst do it. And we pray for the little families, that thou would abundantly bless them. And oh, may the prayers of the dear parents be heard for their children, and that thou wilt raise up a seed to serve thee, and a generation to call thee the Redeemer blessed. Remember those that are heavy laden, Lord, burdened, and we pray thou would help them to cast all these things upon thee, to leave them at thy dear feet. For thou hast promised to manage all by the way and to the end. Remember those laid aside, Lord, unable to gather. We pray that thou wilt visit them in their homes, upon their beds, and thou wilt come where they are and heal them if it's thy holy will. And may these things all be sanctified, Lord, and all thy dealings with us each. And oh, may we not just come through the afflictions and the trials and the troubles and the tribulations, but Lord, may we come through profited by them all. And Lord, we pray for the deacons here to help our dear friend at the desk and bless the hymns he gives out this day, and undertake for him in all the burdens, and bless them each together, and send that needed healing to our dear friend and brother unable to be with us. And oh, may his soul be filled with thy love and thy goodness and thy mercy. Lord, remember thy servants, who help them to preach thy truth in sincerity and in truth. And may the word preached this day, both in this land and throughout the earth, be made life and power to thy people. And oh, may we be this day thy messenger in thy message, Lord. May the dear friends lose sight of this poor sinner, and see no man save Jesus only. And O Lord, do remember Zion at large. We pray for our own flock as they gather for reading and prayer this morning, that thou wilt help our deacons and grant them, Lord, that needed ability and grace in the service. May thy word, as it is read, which is sought for, be abundantly blessed to thy people. And hear their prayers for us and ours, we would pray for them. Help thy dear servant this afternoon as he seeks to minister to them. And may be the messenger of heaven to their souls. Lord, come and appear in this guilty nation. We pray for thee to hear the prayers that are put up for thy appearing in the land. Thou art work mightily in our leaders and rulers, Lord, and bring them and to fear thee and to seek thee and to look to thee for wisdom and guidance in all the affairs of this land. May godly men be raised up to rule over us and in the established church too. Men that know thy truth vitally and savingly, who put down all the evil and violent men and all those that would take the privileges we are favoured with from us. And remember those in persecution and oppression, Lord, in so many lands, and those in the midst of all that plague of Ebola in Africa, Lord. Oh, we pray thou would speak through these solemn things, that many may yet fear thy name. For, Lord, thy judgments are abroad in the earth. Oh, that we might take heed to it. And, oh, Lord, remember all we would and should pray for, and help us to praise thee for all thy great mercies to us, unworthy as we are. Lord, we often have to say with Jacob, for I am unworthy of the least, not worthy of the least of the Lord's mercy or of his truth. And oh, we would seek for a heart to praise thy holy name, for all thy goodness and mercy that has followed us even unto this moment of time. Thou be with us as we turn to thy holy word, and pour in that we might pour out. And Lord, may we dip our foot in oil and be made acceptable to the brethren. Grant a true spirit of hearing. For thou hast said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And oh, may there be a real hearing time, and thy Holy Spirit descend as on the day of Pentecost, both in pulpit, desk and pew. Forgive what we've uttered amiss, all our many, many sins. Make up where we so fail. So we would ask it all in the precious name of Jesus, and for his dear name's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 620. Sin has a thousand pleasing charms, which flatter to preserve from harm. She richly gilds her pleasing baits and calls her trash delicious sweets. Hymn 620.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to Luke chapter 24 and verse 50. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 24 and verse 50. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24 and verse 50. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. This is a very sacred chapter that the Holy Spirit has left on record, and will be left on record to the end of time, of the glorious resurrection of the dear Redeemer, rising triumphant from the grave, a mighty conqueror over all his enemies. Then we find that sweet record of the two that journeyed to Emmaus, and how the dear Saviour drew near and went with them, and they were favoured to feel so much of his sweet presence, and how he opened to them the scriptures and unfolded to them all that had come to pass. And then of course we find that the dear disciples, as they were gathered together, and Jesus himself came in the midst. What a joy it was to their souls. Really, it was the wonderful fulfillment of what he promised the dear disciples. He said to them, didn't he, in John 16, those precious words, "Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." And oh, they were to prove the reality of it here, the joy there was in their souls. It was such a contrast, wasn't it, from what they'd been in. There may be those, and I just pause to name it, that have many things that cause you sorrow today. But oh, may the Lord whisper that word, "Ye now therefore have sorrow." That was fact with the dear disciples, they were in it. But he says, "But I will see you again." What a sweet promise that was to them, wasn't it? And here they were to see the fulfillment of it. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be given a promise by the Lord. But oh, what a blessed thing when you see the fulfillment of it. And here they were to experience it. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst and saith unto them, "Peace be unto you." But then what was to follow it? They were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, "Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts?" And then this, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. Oh, you think of the joy there was in the heart of Thomas when the Lord showed him those pierced hands and his pierced side. He could truly say from a very soft heart, couldn't he? My Lord and my God. But the dear Redeemer was to give these dear disciples a very clear word of commission to go forth in the Lord's time and to declare all what they tasted, handled and felt. And we read, and then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. You see, they got some blessed things to be able to declare, and they were witnesses of all that had taken place. And let us bring it home to us. Are we witnesses of what he has done and the wonders that he has wrought? And then he gave them that great beautiful word of promise. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. They got to tarry there until the Lord, in his time, endued them with that power. And then they were to go forth. Now these were the, in effect, the last words that he spoke to them before he ascends into heaven. And then we find the words of our text. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Well, these words have remained with me for a few days. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. It was really that first part, and he led them out, that so rested upon me. And I want us help to look at it a little this morning. You know, the first thing we need to consider was this was spoken and done to the dear disciples, to the 11. He led them out. You know, it's a very vital thing to be a true disciple of the Lord. Let's be very clear, we're either disciples of the Lord Jesus or we're disciples of the devil. We cannot be both. These dear disciples were disciples of the dear Redeemer. It's a wonderful thing to be a disciple of the Lord. What does it mean, first of all? To be very simple, it means they were learners. If you look up the meaning of a disciple, it means they're learners. And are we not learners all our life, really? You know, some of the old saints who said to me over the years, as even as they border on the gates of glory, we are but learners yet. We're continually learning, aren't we? Taught by the Lord, you see. And these dear disciples were learners of him, a meek and lowly Jesus. But secondly, a disciple is a real follower of Christ. Are we followers of him? Many follow the things of time, don't they? Many follow many false gods. Many follow idols. But oh, to be a follower of the meek and lowly Jesus. And these dear disciples, you think how many times he told them to follow him. And may we be amongst those real followers of Christ. But then another sacred meaning of the disciple is this, one under discipline. We live in a day where solemnly, with all the troubles there are throughout the nation and throughout the earth, and much of it is because of lack of discipline. The Lord brought these dear disciples so they were disciplined by him. They were kept by him. They were to obey what he spoke to them. They came under the discipline of heaven. They were not their own. It's like those of us who've had children and grandchildren. You know, there's the limit to what they can do. They're disciplined, they can do this, and like regarding the Sabbath day, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. When I was a little boy, my grandmother used to quote the verse to me, this is the Sabbath day, you must keep it holy. And you think, how holy do we keep it? Many think they can go to chapel or go to church and the rest of the day they can do as they like. But you know, it should be kept as a holy day. And these dear disciples were under the sweet discipline. And that discipline was all done by the Saviour in love. They were to keep what he commanded them. But I want to look at this, and he led them out. Now, they're the characters, you see. They were, the Lord spoke this concerning, and he led them out. Now, what has rested upon me, and I seek for grace and to lovingly set it before you, is this. There's so many things that we need leading out of. And then to be led to the dear Redeemer. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. They could look back as they came here to Bethany, led out by the Saviour. He had led them out. They didn't go out of their own choice, say, well, I'm going to go here or there. He led them. And you thinking what you may be in today, may you seek and may I the ever the leading of the Lord. Because if he's leading us, he'll lead us forth as he did in Psalm 107, the children of Israel, by the right way. And the time had come for the dear Saviour to leave this earth and to go home to glory, to sit at the right hand of the throne of God, to make intercession for his dear people. And he led them out to that appointed place. You see, Bethany was the place appointed for him to leave them to go into glory. And before I look at this leading, let us just pause a moment on Bethany. You know, he didn't say he led them out as far as to Jerusalem. That was God's holy city where the Lord dwelt. But he led them to Bethany. This was the appointed place. You know, the Lord has appointed places where he will bless his dear people. And Bethany, you know, is recorded, if I remember rightly, I think it's recorded the word 11 times in the New Testament. And it was on the road between Jerusalem and Jericho, at 15 furlongs off, we read. But it was the home, and this seemed very sweet to me, it was the home of Lazarus and Martha and Mary, that favoured house where the Lord so loved them. We read, don't we, how he loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And it was in this village, as it were, where he was to leave these dear disciples. And he led them out to that place for him to lift up his hands and to bless them and to be taken home to glory. It was a special place, you see. And then, of course, where you find too in the Gospel of Mark, I think it is, where he speaks of entering into the house of Simon the leper at Bethany. And there in that house, there was that dear woman with the precious ointment, and we read, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this to waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And then Jesus said this. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. You see the humility in this dear woman. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. You know, they're beautiful words, aren't they? She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. And oh, how the Lord blessed that dear woman in Bethany, in the house of Simon. Just as he blessed the house of Lazarus in raising Lazarus from the grave, and blessed the house of Martha and Mary. So it was a special spot for certain many precious souls, and he leads these dear disciples out there to bless them. But what was with me, as I said just now, and he led them out. And immediately this text dropped in. I thought, there's so many things we need leading out of, isn't it? We need leading out of this world. You know, we'd never seek the Lord or serve him if he didn't lead us out of the things of this world. Some of us can look back to some of the things we were tied up in our unregenerate days until the hour came where the Lord led us out of them and led us to himself, and he led them out. And it may be there's one here this morning that you're serving sin, serving Satan, serving this world. But the hour will come, if the Lord loves you with an everlasting love, poor soul, we'll lead you out. You think of how the Lord led out the Apostle Paul from all the natural religion that he was in, brought up as a Pharisee, hated the name of Jesus. But what did the Lord do? In his appointed time and in his appointed way, the Lord led him out of it all. Oh, he did. It's a wonderful thing to look back and see how the Lord has led us out from sin and led us out from serving Satan and led us out from resting upon ourselves, resting upon our own works. You know, sometimes the Lord does this gently. He gradually leads. It's like a little babe, you know, when it's weaned from its mother. She gradually weans it away. And that's what the Lord will do. And really, all our lifetime will be this. We'll be continually being weaned from this earth. It's not our home, you see. This is not your rest. Why? For it is polluted. And may we know more and more of what this beautiful word sets forth by the Saviour, and he led them out. And may we know what it is to be led out of all that's grieving to the Lord. Read some wonderful records of how the Lord in many ways. I think of my great grandfather. I may have told you before, but he was brought up a Methodist. And he and his mother used to go to a Methodist chapel in Rotherfield. And he was a staunch Methodist, and he had no time for the strict Baptist chapel in Rotherfield at all. When Mr. Dickens was pastor, he was so faithful and they hadn't any time for him. And he even on one occasion said, to his shame, he said, "I even asked the Lord to send fire from heaven and consume all the strict Baptists." He so hated them because of the precious truth they stood for. And yet he got ever so much religion that was only of the flesh. But the Lord dealt with him, you know. And he brought him out of it all. And the dear man was in such trouble of soul. He said, "I went from chapel to chapel, denomination to denomination, and I got nothing," he said. "I was just a helpless wretch, condemned by God, convinced of my sin, brought solemnly under God's holy law." And he went about some weeks in that solemn state. And then on one Lord's day he thought, "Well, I'll go into Hadlow Down Chapel and I'll hear Mr. Hallett." And he went into that chapel. And dear Mr. Hallett preached, I couldn't tell you what the text was, but he was a most searching sermon. And my late great-grandfather, he was emptied from vessel to vessel. He said when he came out, he said, "I felt the dear man strip me of everything that I got. I thought I got a lot of religion." He said, "I came out with nothing." And one man there that spoke to him, he said, "I hope you come back this afternoon." He said, "Well," he said, "as he preached this morning, I don't feel I got anything. I don't think I can go back." But he did. And Mr. Hallett was used in the same way to lead him right out of all the things he'd been in his past life. And the next Lord's Day he went back, and that Sunday morning Mr. Hallett preached again, and he said, "He just led me out of everything I'd been in." He said, "I got nothing. There I was, a guilty wretch before a holy God. Emptied of everything." But in the afternoon he went back. He thought, well, I'll go once more. Unless the Lord appears, he said, I felt I'd sink into despair, eternal despair. And he went back that Sunday afternoon. And dear Mr. Hallett began in that discourse in that afternoon. He said, now, he said, we've had all the empty. Now I'm going to try and put the poor sinner back together again. And he so preached to him a precious Jesus as the one thing that was needful. And the dear man, you know, was so full. He got up for fear he'd cause a disturbance in the chapel. He said, I got up and I went to the door to go out full, he said, of the blessing of heaven. And as he put his hand on the door handle to open the door, Mr. Hallett quoted that beautiful verse of the hymn, fly, then awaken, sinner, fly. Your case admits no stay. The fountain's open now for sin. Come wash your guilt away. The dear man, he said, I could have gone straight from that spot to heaven. He said, but he looked back, he said, oh, that the Lord had led him out of. He said, how solemn it would be if I died in that solemn state, resting on time things, resting on a natural religion. He said, but the Lord in his love and in his mercy led me out of it all. And put me up on that blessed rock, even Jesus. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. You see, that was the appointed place, the appointed way, which my late dear grandfather, the Lord, was to abundantly appear and led him out and then blessed him there. Now, oh, that we might know more and more of this leading. But I want to look at the other side. You see, the Lord will lead his dear people to him. You see, as he led them out as far as to Bethany, all there was he, Christ, and these dear disciples. And as he led them out there, he was to show them himself as he ascends into heaven. And, to be led in the things of providence, you dear young ones, you seek the Lord would lead you. We read in the Psalms so many times, don't we, where it says, lead me and teach me. We need leading into the truth. You think of God's precious word. Oh, to be led into it. There'll be many times you'll read the word of God or hear it read in public and you say, Lord, but what does this mean? May I know what it means. And may the Holy Spirit sweetly lead you into it. You know, my early days, we went through some very deep trials in providence and in my soul. And you know, I often look back to those days. They were good days, really. At the time, it was so crucifying to the flesh. But you know, they were good days because in it, the Lord was revealing to my soul himself. And the preciousness and the suitability of Christ. And he led me into those afflictions, into those trials in providence, to reveal himself to me as the one thing that is needful. And he led them. Could it be said in your soul and mine this morning that he has led us? And you think how many times he led them into his sufferings, led them into his death. They beheld the vital things of God and that he suffered, bled and died for them. I was thinking earlier this morning of Abraham's servant. You know, when he went to seek a wife for Isaac. And there's a beautiful word in that chapter. Well, there's many precious words in it. In the 24th of Genesis. But there's this word. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And you look how the Lord led him to pray that Rebekah might come forth. And you look how the Lord led him to the house of Laban and Bethuel. And oh, how sweetly they spoke to him. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I prepared the house and room for the camels. I, being in the way, the Lord led me. He could look back and he could see in it all how the Lord had led him. But think of it being led to pray. It may be the Lord leads you to pray for this one or pray for that one. Or leads you to pray that he would forgive all your sin. He leads you to pray that he may be to you the one thing that's needful. It's a wonderful thing, this leading, you know. And he led them out. And well, let's go further with it. Oh, to have our hearts, and this is what so was with me when the text came, our hearts led out to the Lord in prayer. You know, if you read some of the history of our little denomination and the days of prosperity. We think back at the Dicker in Mr. Vine's day in the 1870s. How wonderfully there were those led to pray for this one and led to pray for that one, that the Lord would call them by grace. And the Lord did. And then how the Lord led them to pray that the Lord would bless them and constrain them to follow him. And the Lord did it. They had that faith to believe, you see. And he led them out. And all to be led out in fervent prayer. What do we sing in the hymn? And I often think of it when we have a prayer meeting. The force of their united cry, no power can long withstand. When was the last time you felt led out in prayer for your own soul, for those that you try and pray for, and you ask the Lord to lead you out in prayer, and all your heart is in it? And he led them out. And oh, to be led out in fervent prayer, and then led out full of the love of Christ. Our souls feel led out to him in real love and gratitude and thanksgiving when he hears and answers prayer. And he led them out. And as far as to Bethany, and this was the appointed place, you see, where he was to lead them. And all to be led into the house of God and led in the sacred ordinances of the Lord's house. Led to follow him in his sweet commandments and in his ways. And over the years we've been favoured with those that have been led to follow him, and they've come and they've been full of the love of Christ. They couldn't do anything else. My late dear grandfather was 82 when he was baptised, and you know, he got to the place, and I shall never forget it, because it was just after I had been baptised myself, and I was only 18 at the time, and the dear man and I walked together, you know, in the things of God. There's that great age gap, but you know, when it came to the vital things of God, we just walked together. And when the Lord constrained him, which I had tried to pray for some years, Lord, do bring him. And the day, excuse me, the day came. And you know, the Lord fulfilled that wonderful promise to him. At evening time it shall be light. And the Lord so came and blessed him in the house of God, he couldn't go home until he told them what the Lord had done. He just said, I got to the door and I just couldn't go through it. He said, I got to tell somebody what the Lord had done. And he told them, you know. And the deacons were absolutely melted. You see, the Lord had led him and the Lord had filled him with his love. What constrains God's dear children to obey his voice? It is love. The love of Christ constraineth us, the apostle said. Love to the Lord, love to his house, love to his people, love to his ways. Can you say this morning, do not I love thee, dearest Lord, behold my heart and see. And he led them out. And then, there's just one thing, and I'm going to soon leave it, but to be led to the feet of Jesus. You think of dear Mary, she sat at his feet. Oh, she did. Led to the feet of Jesus. There's no room for self or pride or anything of the flesh if we're led to his feet. And when we're led there, we'll be submissive, you see. We'll be tender. We'll do just what the Lord tells us. Think of Legion, how the Lord led him out of all the deadness of those tombs that he dwelt with, led him out from serving Satan, and he led him to the feet of Jesus. And what do we read? He sat at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Oh, to have that right mind in each of us, and a desire to be led. Let me come low before I leave it this morning. Do we desire the Lord would lead us? And how many times you come up and the Lord's servants come in the pulpit here to preach and you pray, Lord, do lead them into my case. Lead them to where I am. You know, this is my great concern as a pastor, that we come where the people are. Because this is what you'll need. Lord, do come right where we are and send thy servant with the message to come right where we are. And it may be you need the Lord to lead you out and to that place where he will appear for you and to bless you. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. They were not disappointed in, and I speak this reverently and rightly, they weren't disappointed in being there brought to Bethany. You see, he'd accomplished all that God the Father had required of him, laid down his precious life, bore all incarnate God could bear with strength enough and none to spare. Laid down that precious life, shed his precious blood, that sinners might be saved with an eternal salvation. All the work had been accomplished, and he could lead them out as far as to Bethany. And then he lifted up those precious hands and blessed them. and was parted from and taken up into heaven. And you know the day I come with every one that he suffered, bled and died for, when he will lead them out of this world and he'll lead them to glory. Oh, he will. To be with him without a veil between. What a blessed exchange, isn't it? From this veil of tears. To be with him forever. Well, I've scratched the surface. May the Holy Spirit sweetly apply this precious word to us. Amen. Thank you. Lord, do come over the poverty of our poor feebletings. Do bless thy own word. Oh, do apply it to our souls. Do forgive anything thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Be with us now through the interval. Come up again with us this evening if it would please thee. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.